brought to you by Sherco. Whether it's snow, land, or disaster management, the Sherco Group is the service partner for all seasons. This is White Gold. Make more money plowing snow with your host, Levi Jett.
Hey, welcome into the White Gold Podcast. We'll get right into the show here in just a few minutes, but some housekeeping things, just some stuff to talk about right off of the bat. So last year, I started this endeavor with the industry podcast and with the hopes of, you know, giving something to the snow community, some education, some knowledge. Got to interview a lot of great guests. But overall, I just wasn't happy with, you know, what the show was, the direction it was headed, the lack of direction, I guess you could say. And, you know, I wanted to do something new and make something better. And this podcast, White Gold, is going to be just that. With the industry podcast, again, a lot of great guests, but over the span of 28 episodes, you know, it was 28 episodes with no direction. It was 28 episodes with not really understanding who my target audience was. And it was 28 episodes of, at times, seemingly unplanned chaos. And so what did I do? I kind of collaborated with the person who made the intro for this show, and he knows a lot about podcasting and gave me a lot of good advice. You know, taught me the importance of scheduling and you know, really how to record these and you know, figuring out my target audience. And you know, I believe I have done that. And this podcast is designed for the snow and ice service provider, the snow and ice contractor, the snow and ice management company, not necessarily big management companies, but again, those that are in snow and ice management. And the goal of this show is to show them how to make more money doing what they're doing, either make or save money. That's what we're here and wanting to do. So we're going to get going here in just a couple of minutes. Last thing I wanted to say in terms of a housekeeping note. So on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, you will notice that there are already roughly 28, now 29 episodes of White Gold. So when I changed things over from the industry to White Gold, it made the change across all of the old industry stuff. So don't think that you're, you know, already 29 episodes behind in this series. This is episode one of White Gold. But the old industry episodes are labeled. They have the White Gold insignia. So that is all of the housekeeping stuff that I have. Welcome into the show. I'm so glad you're joining us. I've missed doing this and been wanting to get back into it for some time. How about that intro? Again, I love the guy that I work with. I found him on Fiverr. His name's Jay. Really good guy, really responsive, does incredible work. And then I don't know if you noticed or not, but this time around we have a sponsor. Sherco is our sponsor. They are a land and snow provider based here in Indiana. They do fantastic work. It's a fantastic company to be around. And today, and hopefully going on through this White Gold series, they're going to be joining me. And who is they? They are Andy Shirley and Adam Klingensmith of Sherco. Andy is the owner and Adam is the co-owner of Sherco. And so both of these guys are joining me here today. And I'm going to ask them to start talking now and kind of say something about themselves and introduce themselves to you.
Yeah, I'm Adam Klingensmith. I'm a co-owner and operations manager for Sherco Group Incorporated. I've been working and known Andy for quite some time. He kind of got the ball rolling with this company years ago, and I came on board a few years back and retired from public service, and have just been really blessed to be able to be a part of this situation and watch it grow and help it grow. And have definitely learned a lot over the last several years. I've plowed snow and taken care of ice management for probably 30 years, kind of on my own before getting into a more detailed environment and structured environment with Andy. We developed the Sherco Group. We do snow and ice management, land, and also disaster response for different parts of the Midwest mainly, but can definitely expand that if we need to. So that's kind of my story.
Yeah, very cool. Disaster management, and that's something, you know, we'll definitely talk about, especially over the course of the spring, this being, you know, prime time for severe weather for a lot of the country. But, you know, definitely a really cool, interesting, and unique line of service offered by you guys. And I'm glad you did your introduction first, because now we're going to give the mic to Andy, and we may never get it back.
Hi, I'm Andy Shirley. We started Sherco Group. Started off Shirley Unlimited Snow Company. Then when Adam came on board, we formed Sherco Group Incorporated. Come a long way in the last few years. You know, I remember 30 years ago, before I had my driver's license, starting off when a bunch of us kids around town had a bunch of plow trucks and had a local broker there in town, landscape company, everybody knew, and he would call us into school sick so that we could plow snow, and we'd slip and slept on cots inside the old 7-Up warehouse at Park 100. That's where I started at.
That's pretty awesome. So again, you know, really glad you guys can be here. I think that, you know, we're going to be able to learn a lot from you guys, from how you do business, and, you know, really just excited to share your knowledge and experience with other snow companies out there. Wherever you're at in your journey of being a snow fighter, again, we're hoping to give you value, to give you something you can use, or at least think about, you know, something to maybe, you know, change up how you're doing thing. You know, and in no way are we implying that, you know, everyone's lost and doesn't know what they're doing. But, you know, everybody needs help from time to time. So we're hoping to offer that help to you. So the kind of topic for this first episode is, you know, we're pretty much everybody is in the off season. You know, we're here in almost May now, and so pretty much everywhere is done with snow. But, you know, which kind of begs the question, you know, what are some things that you could be doing in this early off season to you know, help you either set you up to be able to make more money somewhere down the line, or, you know, some cost saving measures, something that you can do to, you know, control money, you know, going out of the organization. So with that question in mind, you know, does anything come to mind between you two guys for what some people could be doing?
I'll let Adam take the mic, or he won't get it back.
I think the biggest thing that we are working on right now is just planning ahead. You know, October, November is not the time to be hustling around trying to get things in order and ready to go. That's when you make mistakes that could be fatal for your company or your business. So we're this time of year, we're looking at businesses we want to work with. It gives you time to be able to decide what some businesses are good and some businesses are not good to work with. It gives you a lot more time to make those kind of decisions going forward. We also take this time a lot to develop training programs for our employees and our subcontractors. We develop those typically on a case-by-case basis. Sometimes there's more training that goes into certain properties, whether they be medical facilities or a bank. You know, we try and strive to have the same quality of service all across the board, but it takes a lot more work and effort to manage a hospital or medical facility and more preparedness than it does a bank or a smaller profile building. So we spend a lot of time training our people going forward, coming up with different plans of attack, so to speak, for those kind of customers that we work with. And some of the training that we provide is making sure that our employees or subcontractors know to look for out-of-scope work. Sometimes the customers that we have don't know what they don't know, so they don't plan ahead. So if your person on the ground plowing snow, your boots on the ground sees an issue coming up, whether it be too much snow, not enough room in the parking lot, they're kind of planning ahead and they get with us. And then we can talk to the customer and say, we might have to haul out snow to keep enough parking, you know, for your facility going forward, or, you know, certain things that just pop up during the wintertime. So that's kind of stuff that's better to develop that kind of training scenario going forward right now, because right now snow is not what's on the customer's mind. They're not thinking about that, and they don't want to think about it until it happens.
December.
Till December sometimes, yeah. So it's good to get all that stuff knocked out of the way ahead of time and just have a good plan of attack going forward.
So in your mind right now is the prime time for planning and strategic thinking going into the next season, and you believe that, you know, in doing that, that will probably what save you money come fall and early winter from piss poor planning?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, if you wait till the last minute, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to, you know, you're not going to have buying power as much because salt prices, if you buy a lot of salt, they may go up because the industry knows that salt limits are out there. So they may raise prices. You never know. So if you can have a plan going forward ahead of time, that could potentially save you a lot of money in the long run.
Yeah, nice. Andy, what do you think?
No, I'm kind of on board with Adam. Equipment prep would be the other one that I don't think's been touched on yet. Equipment prep, you know, go through your trucks, make sure all the brakes are good, make sure fix that rusty brake line now and instead of the first event when you're already behind in a traffic jam. Make sure your plows are serviced. You know, just make sure your equipment's up to par. Make sure you have spare springs and the tools to change it on the site. That way you ain't got to stop and run all the way back home and get parts. It's that every time that you're not got that blade on the ground, you ain't making money, or if it's a seasonal contract, you're pissing somebody off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but if I had to do, you know, maintenance work on snow equipment, I would much rather do it when it's 80 degrees and sunny than in the fall or early winter when, you know, could be 40 degrees and rain. So now, what do you guys think in terms of, you know, just we talked about planning and that strategy type of view going in, but what do you think the value is with, you know, maybe having some like a season after action review, you know, with leaders, with operators, to just kind of talk about how they felt the season went and, you know, kind of, you know, putting your ear to the pavement and seeing what the ground troops are saying that may need to change or may need to improve going in. Is there value to that in your opinion?
Yeah, absolutely there is. Not just it takes teamwork. You know, you're only as good as the guys that's out there doing it. So you got to take their feedback and you've got to change that around and take what they're saying back to your customer and say, hey, look, here's what's really going on. Here's what's going to need corrected. What can we do to go forward? Because that's all about a partnership there when it comes to the customer. You know, you're looking out for your customer's best interest, and that's some of the ways that you can be saving them money. It's, you know, yeah, everybody needs wants to go out and put salt down because that's easy money. You know, sure, we all do. But there comes a point in time when you're screwing them more than you're, you know, I guess the point is don't take advantage of your customers.
No, for sure. Absolutely. And, you know, I think there are people out there that definitely do take advantage. And I think that, you know, puts a lot of snow fighters just in such a negative light. You know, I think that really hurts just the professionalism of the industry as a whole. And with doing that, you know, it reduces, it makes it more challenging for guys who are trying to do it right and get paid fairly for what they're doing. A lot of guys out there, I don't think are, you know, you're not going to get rich on one site. You know, you make money on an entire portfolio. But there has to be trust there, you know, that you're doing the right thing. And the customer definitely has to see that, you know, the service quality is there as well. Now, in terms of off season and, you know, kind of using some of that strategy and building on lessons learned, you know, do you guys have any stories or, you know, things to share about from last season and, you know, maybe some, you know, lessons you learned or maybe some things you saw last season that, you know, you're definitely going to keep going into this next season or, you know, some strategies that may just, you know, you decided maybe that it's not work for us and you're going to get rid of it.
I would say something that I kind of learned this season was that we are looked at as an expense to our customers. They don't want to spend money on salt and snow. So we're really not good guys when it comes to their budget and their bottom line. They would rather there not be any snow and it's something they don't have to worry about, or they would rather their yard not have to be mowed because we're just a line item, we're a budget. So I think for me personally, I had to start looking at things a little bit differently on the approach and just decide that, okay, we've got to fight for every dollar that we want to make out there. But in order to do that, we have to do good quality work. And if we don't, then they'll find somebody else next year. And I think this year too, in working with some companies that were just shit companies, they're just management companies that they're hired to manage that expense. So I really had to dive deep into what's most important for us as the guys doing the work. Because realistically, when it comes down to it, it's the people that are out there shoveling sidewalks and pushing snow at 2 o'clock in the morning that are getting paid the least or seem to have the least value sometimes, because there's so many people, you know, from the customer to the sub, to the sub, to the sub, to the sub down at the bottom pushing snow or doing sidewalks. That's the one that's doing the work and should be getting a big part of the pay. And it seems like a lot of these shit management companies, you know, they take their 40-50% right off the top. So it kind of made me look at things a little bit differently, where we have to make sure that we're educated on the sales level. I'm not a salesman. I don't like selling. I don't like going out and cold calling and trying to find work. I like going out in the field and doing the work or managing the work. So just, I think what I learned this last season was just to look at it from a different angle and more of a management angle, and what can we do to better provide for our customers, but definitely take care of our subcontractors and our employees. Because if you don't have them, you don't have nothing.
Yeah. I think that, you know, some of the, you know, as you alluded to, shit management companies out there, you know, I think that they prey on operators that, you know, share that same sentiment you do of, I'm not really a salesman. You know, I would much rather just get some work lined up for me and do that work. And, you know, because there is a cost associated with, you know, calling you up and being like, hey, I've got this work, you know, already lined up for you to do. But you are right. You know, there are some out there that just, you know, take too much of a piece of the pie, or, you know, it's too much coming out of a contract. And because, you know, in a lot of these cases, you know, the end client is paying enough money to get the service that they want. But that when there's, you know, six layers that it has to go through, of, you know, management and sub-management, man.
Yeah, but how much is it getting downplayed in that? You know, look at a service level standpoint. You know, if I don't know if you did it in kindergarten, but if Sally had on pink socks, by the time it got back around to you, George had
an orange tank top on. Yeah, the telephone game.
You know, how much, okay, so the contract says this, but by the time that it comes down to us, it's looking at something totally different than what they even are expecting to pay for.
Yeah.
That becomes a big problem. And that's a huge part of success right there.
Yeah. I mean, who knew in kindergarten the telephone game was really training you to be an account manager later on in life?
Yeah, that's true.
I was actually thinking about a couple months ago, just, you know, the telephone game. And I mean, that's, you know, kind of what it seems like I do some days. And just, you know, how crazy a statement or a story can get just after it changes hands just a couple of times.
Just a couple of times.
Yeah. It doesn't take much at all.
Yeah.
All right. So let's play a game real quick. All right. So I'm a customer. I've got a, you know, I've got three warehouses on the same city looking for a snow vendor. And I've met with you guys. I'm looking at two other possible contractors too. You know, what do I get when I choose Sherco? Why would I choose you guys?
I think the main thing that Sherco's able to offer is our portfolio and our contractors, subcontractors, and employees list is very robust. So for us, anywhere in the state of Indiana, down into Kentucky and Tennessee, we've got people. We've got people that not only do a good job, but they do a great job. And part of that has to do with the education process that and our expectations that we have for those people. We don't just call them and say, hey, can you go plow this lot? You know, we have to vet them through a series of things that we do just to check their back history, how they do work, things like that. So, you know, when we explain that to our potential clients, I think they appreciate the fact that we have a robust and educated workforce. And I think that's important to the client because, again, you know, we have to fight for every dollar. We're an expense. They want to make sure they're getting their money's worth. And they don't want to show up to work at 0800 or 0900 and their lot not be plowed when it stops snowing at midnight. So we have to make some of those promises, and we have to make sure that we can follow through with those. And if we can't, then we have to be able to own up to it, explain it, and keep an open communication with our customer, you know, whether they can't get to it because of a wreck on the interstate or equipment breakdown or whatever. But we also have to have a plan B in place so that, hey, it's not going to be midnight. It might be 2 a.m. before we get on your site, but that's okay. We're going to still get it covered. Just letting you know. I think communication sometimes needs to be with the property manager or the account manager and the manager of the store, because the manager of the store is going to come into work and see an issue and call and complain right away. And any complaints, you know, we kind of look as a demerit. It goes against what we're after.
Yeah. So, unless it's justified.
Yeah.
And there is some that is justifiable. Yes. There, that, you know, for example, you know, a gate code doesn't work and they can't get us the code. I mean, our truck can't sit there and kill time waiting 4 hours, come back in 4 hours when they first get there and knock it out real quick, even if you got to, you know, bring 2-3 more pieces with you.
Yeah. But I think if communication, though.
Communicate it. Hey, we can't get a hold of you. We're going to be here X time.
Yeah.
We'll knock it out in half the time because we're bringing double the equipment. I mean, you know, it all goes back to communication.
Yeah. Well, and we try not to make other companies look bad. We let them make themselves look bad. So we don't go and badmouth another company when we know that we're bidding against two other companies for certain projects. We don't badmouth the other companies. You know, we let our work speak for itself and our quality speak for itself. And the same goes with them. You know, if we can provide a better service, that's what we're going to try and sell.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, the sky's the limit with us. You know, how well do you want your snow coverage? You know, are you a hospital? Do you want a full-time site manager on that site? Are you a factory? You know, what service level do you want? Do you want salt bin on site? Do you want liquid on site? There's just so many different things that we can do and we can offer. You know, we have sites that we have a dedicated snow manager 6 months out of the year. That's his job. It works out good. And you know, we have what we have two out of a whole season this last year. We had the two complaints that was justified was two doorways at a couple banks got mm-hmm. missed on sidewalks. So it wasn't even the main sidewalk. And within 1 hour, we had them all corrected and everybody was happy. I think that's pretty good.
So it sounds like, I mean, something that you guys offer, which, you know, sounds pretty good, I'd buy it, is, you know, a customizable approach to whatever the client needs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a custom tailored plan or a tailored snow plan, I guess, for companies that want that. You know, a hospital, it's priority. A factory, it's priority. Anybody with a lot of, you know, even a hotel, as much movement, you know, on a higher end hotel, what we're finding out, you treat them as a medical. And believe it or not, they pay like a medical.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and again, like that'd be enough for me, you know, to be interested to bring you guys on and to hire you guys. And, you know, that's because you are the type of company you are. That's, you know, why I'm glad to have you guys as a sponsor on this show. Again, Adam Klingensmith, Andy Shirley from Sherco. They will be a mainstay for this program, and you'll be hearing a lot more from them. We are winding down episode one of White Gold. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you can be around for episode two, which we will talk about when is the right time to buy snow. When should you be, you know, putting forth effort into trying to pick up snow contracts for the next season? So again, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see everybody next week.